Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Well, when I went away on holidays at the end of July, and I'm Graham VK4BB, by the way, when I went away at that time, we had one silent key in VK4. In that period now, five silent keys. Craig Huth, VK4, SSB, VK2, ISS, passed on June 30. Roy Hildred, VK4, RE, July 22. Brian Beamish, VK4, BBS, August 8. Ray Butel, VK4, UG, August 21. And also in August, Larry Ernst, VK4, KLE. Brian Beamish, VK4, BBS, was certainly well known. He was Mr. Packet in Australia in the very early days of packet radio. Just about every packet message that came into Australia, particularly into VK4, passed through his BBS. He had the satellite link, and he also had the link into northern New South Wales. Brian passed away, and in fact, it was on his 70th birthday, or around his 70th birthday, that Brian actually walked and completed the Kokoda Trail. An amazing man, and hopefully we will be able to bring you more of the story of Brian Beamish, VK4 BBS. And don't forget, if you hear news of a silent key, try and write something out, an obituary, get hold of the church service if you can. Write something out and get it to the WIA for the WIA AR magazine, and also here to Q News, so we can share the sad news with the rest of the amateur population.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's about time that people got an idea of what it takes to support this hobby. Now, I don't intend to go too deep, but just to get you to read a letter, posted online by Phil Waite, VK2ASD, the WIA president. Have a look on wia.org.au, news events. Now, this is a document aiming to provide discussion of the needs of amateur radio in Australia for the future. As you are aware, the LCDs expire next year, and work has begun on securing a regulatory framework that will serve over the next several years. What I would like is for all of us to consider the detail and the time that this letter represents. It's not simply a thank you note sent by email. This is a formal submission explaining the position of technology and the evolution of the hobby from now and to come. The research just to compile the charts with the letter represents many hours of work. And how many of our fellow amateurs put their heads together to get this down on paper? How many hours are behind this one letter that have taken people away from rag chews, contests or soldering irons? Just think. Then look at the suggestions for the expansion of license conditions for you and me. This is our WIA, serving the amateur community. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In Brisbane, it can be heard on the Mount Glorious repeater, VK4RBN, on 147 MHz, following the WIA national news at 8 a.m. I'm Anne, VK4FAHF.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe Districts Radio Club Incorporated. If you've been listening to AM radio stations in the Brisbane area over the past week, you could be confused. You may have heard the advertisement for the Red Fest or the Redcliffe Fest. be held either in the Redlands, south of Brisbane, or at Redcliffe, north of Brisbane, this current weekend. Well, the real Redfest is a ham radio fest to be held on the 11th of October 2014 at St Michael's School, just off the Bribey Island Road near the Abbey Museum, Caboolture. Redfest 2014, put the date in your diary, 11 October 2014. At Thursday night, at about 7 p.m. local time, the Redcliffe Club will be hosting a 6-metre FM net using its 6-metre repeater. The uplink frequency is 52.625 MHz. The downlink is 53.625 MHz. The Wednesday evening 6-metre net that I announced last month was wrong, and my apologies for that error. One ham who's coming out of retirement is Josie, Victor Kilo 4 Hotel Uniform, who's now living in the Redcliffe area and should be back on the air in a couple of weeks after her antenna is set up. It's also been good to see Nolene, XYL of the late Ray, VK4UG, visiting the club on both a Monday evening and on a Wednesday morning. Nolene said she'll be starting her studies for her foundation licence really very soon. Unfortunately, Kev, VK4UH, is sick in hospital with problems with the digestive system. All club members, Kev, said their best for a speedy recovery. Another person is on the mend is Beryl, the XYL of John, VK4, Whiskey X-Ray, who's feeling 100% better after her open heart surgery. Next Monday night is a general meeting night, and this means that John, VK4BZ, will be cooking his delicious pre-meeting food to the purchase of just $2.50. A reminder, the clubhouse is open on a Saturday morning from 9 a.m. till about midday for those who wish to visit, and John, VK4BZ, is also undertaking basic Morse training every Saturday morning at the clubhouse. Trivia is still on Wednesday nights on the club's 70 centimetre repeater with call-in time about 7:25 p.m. And that's it for this week. 7:03 for now. It's Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox for the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.